Well, sir, it's about 2:30 o'clock in the afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Sade and young Russell. The former's established in Vic's easy chair, crocheting, and the latter, gelatinously athwart the Davenport, chatters away about nothing in particular. Listen.
You know, I enjoy an occasional day like this during summer vacation. Most days during summer vacation, I'm busy as a horse. I got 40 different plans lined up. But every once in a while, like this afternoon, for instance, I find myself completely at liberty. I can lay back and take it easy.
There's stuff you could be doing. I could name off half a dozen jobs around the house.
Well, don't do it. Don't even name one job. You destroy my lazy mental condition and make me uneasy.
My groceries already?
Uh-huh.
Heard the kitchen door open. Yes, groceries? You, Irvin?
I heard go.
Well, go.
Is that the voice of my darling little Russell there?
Yeah.
Where's the voice of my darling little Sadie?
Hi. I bet we have to clear out of here. I bet he's brought work home from the office.
I bet you're wrong. He sounds too jolly. When he brings work home from the office, he's kind of grouchy.
Are you saying those harsh, cruel things about your poor old Papa Russell?
Sure.
I shall go pitch myself in Miller Park Lake. Then you'll be sorry. How are you, Mrs. Good?
All right.
I bet you're dying to know why I leave the office and come home at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah?
Well, I'm in again, out again, Finnegan. I'm only staying a few minutes. I'm going to put on the coat to my good suit, change into a fresh shirt, don my handsomest necktie, and fly away back again to the Consolidated Kitchenware Company, plant number 14, the place I love.
Oh?
The photographers are there. I'm to have my picture taken.
Oh, you're always having your picture taken.
It does seem to happen frequently. Well, I guess I can't complain. It's my good looks that's behind it.
What's the occasion this trip?
Oh, just a stunt for the Kitchenware Dealers Quarterly. Like me suffering some of the lads gutted up.
You gonna have your picture in the Kitchenware Dealers Quarterly?
That's the idea.
Mighty nice.
I'm pleased, of course. Say, Peterson, old pal, how would you like to be a wonderful fella and save your poor old father some footsteps and waltz upstairs and bring me down the garments that I mentioned a moment ago?
Sure. Okay.
The coat to my good suit, a clean white shirt, and my necktie with the little blue and white freckles on it.
Okay.
The picture's only to take in my head and shoulders. My legs and feet won't show. I don't see any point in changing all my clothes.
Huh. You got two neckties with blue and white freckles, Goff?
The one Gus Fuss gave me for Christmas. You can identify it by the little silk label. Says somebody or other's haberdashery, Dubuque, Iowa.
Okay.
Why'd you say the Kitchenware Dealers Quarterly wants to print your picture again?
Well, they haven't said they wanted to print it. I knee suffering some of the lads down at the plant are submitting the picture, thinking they will be interested in printing it.
What kind of stunt, you say?
Yeah. Imagine you'd consider it childish.
Oh, I'm mean and cross and nasty as a rattlesnake.
Oh, hey, now, I never meant to imply that.
I know you never. What is the stunt?
Oh, some of the kids down at the plant started a beauty contest a couple of weeks ago. Just a foolish little affair to have fun with, see? Well, it kind of caught the popular fancy because the plant employees voted right and left. In fact, interest ran high and there was considerable rivalry.
Beauty contest to see who got elected the prettiest girl?
Beauty contest to see what plant employee's got the prettiest eyes.
Oh?
I know it's childish and silly, but it's innocent fun, and it's good for the morale of a big outfit like Consolidated Kitchenware Company if the boys and girls take time out now and then for a laugh.
Hmm. Beauty contest to see who got the prettiest eyes, hmm? Kind of a new little twist for a beauty contest.
Toy, the idea's not new.
Was it your idea?
No.
You're one of the judges, I bet.
Uh-uh.
Well, where do you fit in?
Kiddo, I hesitate to tell you this because I'm afraid you'll roast me.
Yes?
I won the contest.
You won the contest? You got the prettiest eyes of anybody working for the Consolidated Kitchenware Company?
No.
What do you mean you won the contest?
Well, here's Russell with my clothes. What'd you do, Sister Lid? Take a bath and a nap? You've been gone half an hour.
I had trouble locating your half-wit necktie. It's way down underneath 8 million other neckties.
Did you finally find it?
Yeah. Adolph L. McMasterson and Company. Light Bonton Haberdashery. We cater to the well-dressed fop, Dubuque, Iowa.
Good boy.
You got the prettiest eyes at the kitchenware plant?
No.
What's this?
Your father's got the prettiest eyes at the kitchenware plant.
Oh, what did you say?
You said you won the beauty contest.
Well, yeah, but it's just fun. Anyway, I didn't really win it. I tied. There were two winners. Two of us got exactly the same number of votes.
Who was the other one?
This isn't the necktie I told you to bring down.
Sure it is.
Who was the other one with the pretty eyes? Who'd you have the tie with in the beauty contest?
No, I never told you this necktie.
You did, too. You even told me I could identify it by the label. Read the label. Light Bonton Haberdashery. We cater to the well-dressed fox, Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize. You're perfectly right. You're perfectly right. I swallow my words and choke on crow. I crawl on my belly to and fro.
I'll say.
Except your father's pleading for forgiveness.
Mm. Who was the other winner in the beauty contest, Vic?
What?
Who was the other winner in the beauty contest?
One of the girls from the boxing department. I hope there's no buttons missing from this shirt. That would be an aggravation.
What do you mean, one of the girls from the boxing department?
Well, down at the plant, she said, we have lots of different departments. We have the bookkeeping department and the boxing department and the auditing department.
I know down at the plant you have lots of different departments. I'm not an innie.
Oh, but you expressed some curiosity.
I expressed some curiosity at you talking about one of the girls from the boxing department. There's only one girl in the boxing department.
Yes, that's right.
Well, leave it here, Andy.
Oh, what?
Nothing. I only asked Russell if it's raining out.
Oh, shucks.
Well, hey, I've got to hurry here. Empty the pencils and stuff out of my coat pockets, would you, Pete?
Sure.
No, I didn't see any chance. There's sense in changing my whole suit as long as the photographers are only interested in my posing with my head and shoulders in view. All right, Russell. Now the necktie.
Right in front of you in the library table.
Oh, to be sure, to be sure, to be sure. Been a snake, it bit me.
Uh-huh. Lolita having her picture taken also? Ted Stembottom. Don't want to bother answering my question.
Question? What was your question?
I asked if Lolita was having her picture taken for the Kitchenware Dealers Quarterly also.
Yes, she is. Oh, darn it all to thunder. I tied this necktie like a half-wit. One end's 10 miles longer than the other end. Have to take it off and start all over. That's what happens when a man's in a hurry.
You and Lolita having your picture taken together?
Yes, you see, we had the same number of votes in the beauty contest.
That's a funny remark for a person to hear their father say. He had the same number of votes in the beauty contest.
Yeah, very funny.
Your eyes are just as pretty as Lolita's, and Lolita's eyes are just as pretty as yours.
Well, her eyes are a little larger than mine, but mine have little purple flecks.
Who said so?
Oh, some of the kids that hang around the telephone switchboard. Heck, I don't know. I don't care either.
Lolita's eyes are larger than yours, but yours have little purple flecks.
I don't care if my eyes got little purple flecks or not.
No, I don't imagine you do.
Well, friends, I guess I'm off.
Goodbye.
Be home at the regular time.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for helping me with my clothes, Russell, old man.
Not at all.
And carry that stuff I took off upstairs to the bedroom.
Okay.
Goodbye, Sage.
Bye.
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 Goodbye, Russell.
Goodbye, Gov.
Bye, Sage.
Goodbye.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.